Hello everyone, welcome to TJ Get Your Phones Away, hosted by part of the TJ Student Council. Hey, I'm Brooke.
Hi, I'm Clarice.
Hey, I'm Phoebe.
Today we are going to discuss
phone usage in school.
Should they be banned or should we be allowed to use them? So how do you guys think using phones affects you in school?
I think that we should only be able to use our phones at break time because it helps us be more social, creative and wind down from lesson learning. I don't think we should be able to use them in lesson so then you can focus more.
Yeah, I agree on break times, but I also think you should be allowed to have your phone out in lessons too. Face down on desks so teachers can see your phone. You could use our phones for educational purposes like apps or research. What if you get a medical emergency? I think it would be good for it to be there just in case.
Yeah, I do understand that because it could help your mental health so you can focus more. Also, I do agree that you should be able to message your parents whenever in case of an emergency or something's happened at home or school.
100%, especially if an emergency happens in school and you can't get in contact with anyone.
Your mobile phones are a quick and easy way for the school to communicate information to students, like work or homework. It is also a good way to communicate with home. If you're using your phone during school, it would be a good if you only use it in your free time.
To hear from our head of Gainsborough Academy, Mrs. Skelton. What do you think the positives and negatives are about having phones in school?
Okay, so some of the positives are around some of the really great learning apps that are on the phones. So you can get some really good science apps. Of course, I'm going to mention that because science is my favourite subject. You can get onto your Google Classroom for your calendar. You can get onto the Bounce Together surveys. So there are lots of ways that we use it. And in everyday life these days, most of us all pick up our phone when we want to Google something because we're not sure or we want to check an opening time or something like that. Negatives, it often causes a lot of friendship fallouts, particularly around social media and online bullying and nasty comments where people are sharing pictures or taking pictures without permission or making horrible comments that we then end up picking up in school and causing big fallouts amongst little friendship groups.
So we're about to talk to one of our art teachers, Miss Cooper. So our first question is, what is your opinion on phones in school?
In terms of my lessons, I found them quite useful because a lot of the content that the kids want to look at, they can't access on the Chromebooks. So things like Pinterest is a really good asset in art lessons, and they're really good for GCSE students to gather ideas for exam questions as well as their questions for the coursework.
Let's welcome our first student from Year 10, Megan.
So what's your opinion on the rules on mobile phone use on the school premises?
I think it's a bit strict. You should be allowed phones at break, but still keep the rule where you're not allowed them in lessons.
Do you think if you could use your phone during school, would it distract your learning?
I don't think it will distract my learning because I think we shouldn't use them in lessons, obviously. So it's just like use them at break, like play games, like message family or anything.
What apps do you think would be useful on the school premises?
Maybe apps like Duolingo to keep the languages up, or Seneca for revision, Maths Watch maybe.
How often do you use your phone for educational reasons like homework or research?
I don't really use my phone for homework. I normally use my Chromebook for that.
Secondly, we're about to talk to one of our Year 7 students, Evelyn. So what is your opinion on phones in school?
I personally think it's a good idea for phones in school because, like, say you're, like, in trouble or something, you've got, like, an emergency contact on your phone, and if you're in school, you can contact them straight away. And like Miss said, it's also good for, like, Pinterest for, like, if you don't have it on a Chromebook or something.
Thank you for helping us out, Megan, Evelyn, Miss Cooper and Miss Skelton. I have realised that my screen time has been high recently, but we are a digital generation that has grown up with technology. My average is 15 hours and 15 minutes.
People have been spending more time on screens because a lot of people communicate on apps so they can stay in touch with each other.
Yeah, I'm actually starting to agree. Staying on phones all the time could be damaging to people's mental health. Believing things that aren't true or being exposed to the same very bad things.
100%, but it could also be good using it for positive things like research, school job research, homework, or just talking about talking to your friends and having a good time.
Overall, we think the rules on mobile phones and lessons is justified, but we do think we should be able to use them at break time for social well-being.
That's all from us.
Bye! Bye.
Thank you.